Good morning. We continue Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos when it called out Lamed Al Lamed Hey, Lamelacha Zemastarte in Mamachik, and we learned now the Melacha of Mimareach, which is a Simen Dalet and Simen Hey. We're going to be skipping Simen Vav. Simen Zayin goes back to Mamachik, but under the umbrella of the discussion of Mimareach, there's an important area we have to discuss: is the issue of using lotions and creams on Shabbos. So we already differentiated that there's three levels of substances which a person can be interfacing with on Shabbos where Mimareach would apply. Mimareach has to be something which is pliable enough that a person can smooth it out in and of itself as opposed to scraping off the surface, which is Mimachik. A person scrapes off the imperfections of the hide to smooth the hide. So that's the mamachik, but the person is able to manipulate the material itself to smooth it. That's mamareach. You have things like wax, where that is so. That's where mamareach, the raisa, would apply, as a tolda mamachik. And then we have things which are not that same level of consistency that they have, but they are semi-solid. They're not a solid, but they're semi-solid. Something of the Mishnah says, for example, he holds that Vaseline is not deraisa. It's much more liquidy in a certain sense. It's more of a semi salad than a real salad. It spreads when even though it comes hard. It spreads very easily over a large, very thin surface, indicating that there's not a significant amount of body to it in and of itself. And then there is lotions which pour, liquid soap which pours easily, and so that's not even mimareach on a deraisa on a derbanan level. How thin is considered thin for the purpose of liquid soap? That has to be clarified. We said that there is a second concern of that using some of these substances even when you're not smoothing it out. There's gzeira shem and yimareach. You might come to smooth them out. That applies both on things which are oster on a Torah level, and also things which are only oster on the Drabonim. They also included Exer Shemim Reach, which is uncommon for Chazal to make Exer Otu a Drabonim. Usually the Exer is made to protect the Deraisa. This is Exer, which is protecting a Drabonim, but they included it in the same prohibition. So a person wants to put a child has a diaper rash, and they want to put Desitin or A&D ointment on the child. So they're going to come under the umbrella of the prohibition of Mimareach. Mimareach Mirabonon, it's like Vaseline. At least, but not only is it also to spread it out, but there's Xerish Amimareach. You can't even use it without spreading it, because you're afraid you might come to Mimareach. So the question which you have to clarify is are there any heterim or any ways to do it in such a way that it's going to be permitted? There's a second issue which we have, let's say not a child but an adult. A person has chapped lips and they want to take some type of a chapstick, type of a formula, and spread it on their lips. So chapstick is like wax. It's even more thick than Vaseline. So that would be more after I said to spread that on one's lips. The person says, okay, so I want to put something which is not as thick on. I have an area where a person has a sunburn, person has some type of irritation. So there's a second concern, which is besides this Zerish Amir Mareach, the Chazal Asher Rafua. Chazal Asher Rafua, Rafua is the Isra Rafua, which Chazal were concerned that we allow people to take medication on Shabbos. They're going to then concoct them, because that's what they used to do. They would take the herbs and pound them and break them apart and mix them together and create the formulas right when they're ready to use it. So taking the medication, which is preformed, pre-made, because Allah asked Gzer Shema that you're going to do Teichin. That includes not only things which are taken orally, but things which are taken topically as well. There's going to be an Isser of Refuah. For the purpose of Refuah, however, Chazal said if a person is a Chalot, which means that the body is so, the person is nafal mishkar, the person is in bed. Or alternatively, the person is, the area of pain is not over the whole body, chalikolaguf, but it's over one area so severely that the whole body feels weakened by it. Chazal permitted the gzera of refuah of taking medication. So a person has a slight discomfort, they can't, you have a gzera of using medication. A person has got an area which became extremely painful to the point that the whole body is feeling worn out by the maintaining itself through this pain. So a person will be allowed to take medication for that purpose. And that's going to be true orally or topically. Now you just have to address the problem of the gzera shem yimurech. The gzera shem yimurech still has to be addressed, even though we remove the concern of refuah. So the question is how to do that properly, which we'll talk about in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.